to Dish Nation. Hey. Before we jump into all the dish, we got to check in with the crew. What's up, everybody?
Hey.
What's up?
So everybody loves a good party, right?
Yeah, right. Of course.
Well, we got a petty party coming up, so consider yourself invited.
That's right, Sherry. Also, we've got the latest on Cardi B and Offset's relationship, and also some news on Kylie and Travis Scott. You know, it's always something with them.
And Andrew Freund sits down with my fam, Lena Waithe, Vanessa Williams, Blair Underwood, and Laverne Cox to dish about their new movie, Bad Hair. But Brett, what you got first, mommy?
Well, Chewy, Issa Rae spent her Saturday night hosting Saturday Night Live, and the most buzzworthy moment came in a skit called Your Voice Chicago. Check it out.
Why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll talk about the presidential race between Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Kanye West.
Kanye? Well, y'all, of course, Kanye could not ignore that. So he tweeted, I've always said SNL uses black people to hold other black people back. My heart goes out to Issa Rae. I'm praying for her and her family.
Oh gosh, it ain't that serious. You know who family we praying for? We praying for your family, Kanye, because they got to take all of this.
So. Well, even though, y'all, he criticized SNL, baby, Kanye congratulated baby Miss Adele on her upcoming hosting gig by retweeting her picture. Now, on Instagram, Adele shared the picture announcing the news. Portia, I want you to read Darling Adele's beautiful quote for us.
Bloody hell, I'm so excited about this and also absolutely terrified. My first hosting gig and for SNL of all things, see you next week.
So, Sherry, darling, do you think some of her celebrity friends that would just show up for, like maybe Miss Beyonce or Miss Jennifer Lawrence? Who you think is going to show up for her?
Gary, absolutely. I think Beyonce would show up for her because, you know, Beyonce, when Channing Tatum did Lip Sync Battle, Beyonce showed up.
Yeah.
So her and Jill are good booth things. I completely can see Beyonce making a surprise appearance or anybody else. I would for Adele. Heck yeah.
Really?
Okay, Gary, you are going to love this. It is time for a party. A petty party, that is. And the reservation. And the reservation is for two. So, first up, speaking of Saturday Night Live, we've got Leslie Jones, the host of Supermarket Sweep. Leslie shared her thoughts about her time on SNL, and it's probably not what you'd expect. Now, Leslie said, I don't miss it at all. That job was hard, man. That job was like two jobs and very restrictive, too. I wasn't very free there.
But Sherry, my question is, don't you get a check for that? Didn't she get paid?
Yes, you get a check for it, Gary, but sometimes you want to free yourself up. And everything is not about the money, Gary.
She took that job for the money, and I didn't know who Leslie Jones was until I saw her on Saturday Night Live.
But you do now, and now she's on Supermarket Sweep.
And the petty party continues with Taryn Manning. Now, last week we told you that the actress claimed that she had turned down offers to be on Dancing with the Stars because supposedly it means that you're a has-been.
Yeah.
Well, a Dancing with the Stars source has fired back. And they said, we have never asked Taryn to be a part of the show. Her representation attempted to pitch her to us a while back, and we kindly passed. So her claim that she was asked to join Dancing with the Stars once, never mind, many times, is completely false.
Damn.
So then Taryn dropped some receipts on the gram of her own, but ABC claimed that those emails came from someone not associated with the show, and then Taryn deleted the post. What y'all think?
When Dancing with the Stars ask you to do that show, not only is it fun to do, you make a lot of money, and it brings your name back into fans' eyes. So it can reignite your career. So anybody who says you are has-been and you washed up, I think that's a little bit of fear talking. So, Taryn,
absolutely.
You got found out, mommy.
Well. All right, y'all. Well, it looks like there was too much pressure for Cardi, and she had to say adios to Twitter, honey. Bye. Cardi ran on Instagram Live Saturday, where she called out a lot of fans who were criticizing her about her on and off again relationship with her husband, Bae, Offset, guys. So the video is now gone, but I'll give you the PG version of what she was saying. Now, Brett, can you give it to me? Go ahead and give us that Cardi B quote.
Girl, a bunch of 50-year-olds telling me how to live my life like I'm Ariana Grande or something. Like I came from Disney or something. I didn't even put my divorce out there. A court clerk put it out there, okay? When you guys want to be harassing him, that don't make no damn sense.
Y'all wasn't believing me when we talked about this, and I said, those two, they're kissing in Vegas. They gonna get back together. Cardi B is 28 years old. It was her birthday. She said it. She said, I needed some D. It was in Vegas. Ooh, and that's what she said, and I knew they was gonna get back together. Yeah. But, you know, and they're married. Come on, when you marry, you break up, you get back together. I don't hold nothing against this woman. This is her husband. This is the father of her child. Really? She's put it out there that he didn't. No, she said, Gary, he didn't cheat on her. She got tired of arguing. So if you want to get back together with your man, it's your business, Cardi. But you can't not expect people to, whenever you respond to people, you open up the door for them to give you their feedback. That's the downside to the social media. And this, how many times has Cardi B deleted her account?
Nobody care about her deleting the dogs on the account. Do y'all just really look out to Cardi B? Like, ooh, girl, I got to see what Cardi B had to say today. I could care less.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, Well, talking about another couple that may be in love and hip-hop, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott sparked reconciliation rumors after they looked all coupled up for a sexy photo shoot. Kylie shared two pics via IG on Saturday of herself and Travis posing next to a wall, and Travis showing little love to his bae. He commented with a series of emojis underneath the post, including a meteor and two swimmers. What? What? Now, Portia, a meteor and two swimmers? What kind of vibes are you getting from these photos?
What does that mean?
Are we getting back together, or are we just getting busy from time to time vibes? Which one is it? Because he got his shirt off. What? Come on, Portia.
I feel like they're definitely getting back together. I mean, damn, he getting dressed in the picture for what they about to do. He getting undressed in the pictures, okay?
Yes.
And okay. To me, the meteors and the swimmers say that he took a dive later on that night. So they're absolutely having a good time.
You know what that means? He probably high, and that's why he looking like that. Yeah, he ain't looking like he just woke up so damn bad.
You know Travis Scott saw the WAP video. He saw the WAP video like everybody else, so. I'm just saying.
She making them take that picture, honey. Y'all know that. You know how those girls do. You're going to take this picture, Leroy.
Absolutely.
You're
going to
say it right here.
All right, now, speaking of hip-hop, Big Sean is taking us back to the D with his brand-new album, Detroit 2. That's right. We're teaming up with Fox Soul to bring his iHeart album, Listen to Party, straight to your living room this Wednesday, October 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, all right? So mark your calendars, bring the good vibes, and stream it right here on DishNation.com.
All right, up next, me, Heidi, Frank, and Sherry go thirst trapping with the stars. Yep, we got Jessica Simpson, Liam Hemsworth. Ooh, okay.
Don't forget Michael B. Jordan, Chewy, and B stands for Bay. You know, and you're going to love this. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Yo, Sherry, Heidi, and Frank are here with us. What's up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, what's up,
Heidi, Frank?
Hey, real quick, guys. You know what time it is?
It's time
for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Sherry, girl, this is all you. I'm laying this out on a platter for you to. I'm gonna make your mouth water.
Ugh.
It's all Sherry right now because.
Let me know, girl.
First up, we got somebody. Who wants your vote, and it's Michael B. Jordan. He shared his shirtless pic and simply said, vote early, as he bit his lower lip. Sherry, hang on, I got a lot of questions for you, Sherry, because this picture is all for you. Does the cross necklace ward off impure thoughts? Is it going to stop you at all? Is it a thirst trap? How are you feeling? Sherry
Girl,
Shepherd.
Heidi, the only thing that cross made me do is say, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. It is his lips, Heidi. Michael B. Jordan is doing his lips like, baby, take this. I got it. I'm going to vote, baby. I'm going to vote right now.
Are you saying you'd let Michael B. Jordan inside your election box?
Baby, he could get in my ballot box anytime, early, late. He can come right on time to the ballot box. Now, this one is interesting. Liam Hemsworth shared these pics working out with his trainer, and he said, I took it upon myself to teach Ross Edgley how to train properly. Keep up the good work, little guy.
Little guy, yeah, right.
I've obviously Liam's being funny, but the trainer is shirtless. Liam's not. So is this wingman thirst trapping, y'all?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
The personal trainer's thirst trapping. Liam's just hanging out.
Now, Frank, could you work out next to a guy that looked like that?
Because
you got a body.
Next to where I used to work out, The Rock also had a membership. I think he has a membership every single place. But he walked in, he got on the stair master right next to me.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's magnificent.
You felt ugly as
Yeah, it's like no matter how good a shape you think you're in, you're not in good shape.
No matter how good you think your skin looks,
no matter how unblemished your skin is, no. You haven't seen the silky smooth brownness of
The Rock.
Playing The Rock
Just
Johnson.
Caramel and cocoa butter.
Oh, my God.
All right, next up is Jessica Simpson showing off her legs in a picture. And she said, pandemic date nights look a little different these days. No pants required.
Ooh.
She's looking good.
She looks real good.
She looks amazing. And she thirst trapping y'all.
It's a thirst trap, but I don't care. I mean, I just look fantastic.
No, I think I've saved the best for last.
Who you got?
I got supermodel Beverly Johnson.
Oh.
She dropped this pic on the gram.
Look at her.
Saying, love you, Beverly.
It's my birthday today with a bunch of fire emojis. But get this. Beverly just celebrated her 68th year of life.
Wow.
You're telling me the woman in this picture is 68 years old?
She's 68,
She's 68 90. Years old.
My now, God.
I don't think it's a thirst trap. I think it's a money grab because if you look at the picture, there's some products there as well.
Right.
Product placement. But if those products actually make you look like Beverly Johnson at 68,
give me a
she's
case of
gonna
it.
Be a billionaire.
That could be called Beverly Johnson spit, and I'm buying it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, speaking of healthy bodies, Head Crack has a great offer from a new sponsor for all of you looking to get better bodies. Check it out.
If you're like me, working out is my escape from the world. And if you're looking for a workout that keeps you engaged, learning, excited, and motivated, a workout that's never boring and always keeps challenging you, you gotta check out Fight Camp. Fight Camp brings the boxing gym to you with a mix of cardio and conditioning for a full body workout. It comes with all the gear you need, and if you have little ones running around, it's also great for the kids to get involved. And if you're new to boxing, their 12-week starter program teaches you the fundamentals of boxing while you get a great workout every time. Fight Camp offers a flexible financing program for as low as 0% APR. And right now, as a limited time offer, you can try Fight Camp for 30 days with their money back guarantee. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/dish. That's right. Try Fight Camp for 30 days. And if you don't love it, they'll refund you your money. Train like a fighter, okay? And turn your sweat into results. To try Fight Camp for 30 days, just go to joinfightcamp.com/dish. That's joinfightcamp.com/dish.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Everyone prepare to throw away those wigs and weaves because I am about to dish with the cast of the new horror satire film, Bad Hair.
Something bad has happened.
No! Oh, I'm aware.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to take over us?
Look, I cannot die today, okay? I've been in church for like 15 years. Hey girl.
First of all, Vanessa Williams, you scared the out of me in this movie. So kudos to you. And I want to know, tell the people, how scary is this movie?
I think the movie is eerie and it's a psychological drama, even though it's a hair killer genre that we haven't seen in the United States. It originated in Japan. And Justin Simeon, our director and writer, is the one who said, I think I could adapt this to my own situation. I think he did a brilliant job.
If you were to have a possessed weave in real life, now I love that this is actually a question coming out of my mouth right now. If you were gonna have a possessed weave in real life, what magical powers would you want that weave to do, Justin?
Woo! Okay, first of all, I need full-on wind machine, like with or without said wind, okay? Like I need to be able to walk through an airport, any given hallway, just outside of my car and just have the Beyonce situation happen. It also would be nice if it, like, you know, when I'm particularly in my introverted space, like, you know, like talk to other people, like stand in line for me at the grocery store, masked, of course.
You know what? Maybe it could get people to vote. Get everyone yes. to vote.
That's what we're going to do with the killer weave. It's going to get out the vote.
Which other famous people out there do you think have good hair? Like who's got the best hair game going right now?
Beyonce. Yeah, she's always rocking. She's always rocking a great style. But there's a lot of them. We have so many styles and ways to style your hair nowadays. It's hard to just have jacked up hair unless you're just not paying attention.
Laverne, are there any hairstyles from back in the day that you would like to see maybe come back again?
Oh, gosh. I love, you know, Usher has this great hairstyle. I don't know if I want to see it come back. I love things in the nostalgia of it all, but Usher in the film where it's this, it's sort of a flat top, but it's like an asymmetrical kind of flat top thing that it's just brilliant and so beautifully 80s.
Lena, do you think that when a human hair weave comes off, do you think it kind of might possess some weird things coming from the owner?
But possibly, you know, I do believe in energy for sure. I think we hold a lot of energy in our hair. And that's why, you know, cutting it off for me was a very spiritual experience. So yeah, it is possible.
What celebrities do you think have the best hair out there these days? Who do you think?
Okay, Brandy's braids have always been on point. We got to give her that. Like,
I like Jay
going right and has. Now.
Yeah.
I like Brandy's Beyonce braids. Too, because you don't know how Beyonce does it.
Beyonce's hair be lit. Baby hairs and everything.
Yeah.
I like Sue's hair.
I love Rihanna's hair. Rihanna's always doing something new and innovative.
Still mess with Janet Jackson's hair is dope. Janet Jackson's had some gray hair over the years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good hair out there.
Well, there you have it, the true meaning of bad hair. Be sure to check out the film when it hits Hulu on October 23rd. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, and it's time to talk about kissing. Yes, the old smoocheroonie. Okay, so Kate Hudson went on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop podcast, and when she was there, Gwyneth asked Kate Hudson about some of her best on-screen kisses, and Kate Hudson said she hasn't even had a best on-screen kiss.
Oh, wow.
She just immediately jumped into worst on-screen kisser. She said her worst on-screen kiss was with Matthew McConaughey.
What?
Yeah, she said there was always something happening, like snot or wind, when they were kissing. Like in the end of Fool's Gold, they were in the ocean right after the plane crash, and Kate Hudson said that Matthew McConaughey had snot all over his face. It's like, you know, when you're in the water in the pool and stuff, you get up, you're like, I got love. Gwyneth Paltrow said that she, when she kissed Robert Downey Jr., that it was like kissing her brother. So there was nothing going on there.
I could tell.
Like nothing sexual or anything. Well, Kate did end up revealing that Billy Crudup was her best on-screen kiss, and that was for the movie Almost Famous, but that scene got cut.
Damn.
Now, Sherry, Kate and Gwyneth have kissed some of the most handsome men in movies. Would you be complaining if it was bad kissing? I mean, I guess you have to complain.
You have to complain, Heidi,
Sherry.
Because first of all, Matthew McConaughey is one of the sexiest men on the planet. And if he's got snot coming out his nose, what is there to, like, gush about?
There's women who would lick the snot off his face.
That's
true.
That is
there
true.
Are.
I think Sherry's still thinking about Michael B. Jordan.
I bet you he don't snot.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.